We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. Great to have you with us on this Monday edition of the podcast, the 20th of March, with a weekend down in the NCAA tournament. And just like that, 64 teams go to 32 teams, go down to 16. Recording this around 9:30 or so on Sunday, so there are some games that haven't gone final as of the taping in the NCAA tournament. The Bucks game did go final. That's why we're recording when we are. They win 118 to 111 over the Raptors. So we'll talk some Bucks Raptors. We'll talk about the tournament, and we'll talk about some other stuff that comes up as we please. World Baseball Classic. I got pretty into that over the weekend. USA beating Venezuela, beating up on Cuba then on Sunday night. I did choose to watch that over the basketball on Saturday. That's why we were at some house in the Dells, me and the high school boys, and I got banished to the basement to watch the World Baseball Classic because obviously nobody else wanted to watch that because why would they? The NCAA tournament's on. As far as the NCAA tournament, I think just to start there with college basketball, we had three state teams play on Sunday. The two that are not in the real tournament won. And then, of course, there was Marquette that did not win. I'm not going to pretend to be world's biggest Marquette fan. I'm not going to pretend to know everything about Marquette. I mean, I don't know that much about this Marquette team. But when I have watched them, they looked a lot better than they looked on Sunday. And I think that that's the consensus, is whatever Marquette team you had throughout the season was not this team. Now, I know they were a 2 seed and beat up on the 15, and, you know, you haven't won a tournament game in a decade. A lot of Marquette fans were a little uneasy about that one. But then this game, I saw some good tweets on it. Marquette, they win the Big Ten or Big East championship. Then they win the tournament, and then they lose as a 2 seed that had to draw the best tournament team of our time in Michigan State. I think a lot of Marquette fans were rooting for USC to beat Michigan State because Michigan State is just that team that always has a nice run. Final four runs when they shouldn't. Last won the championship. That was back in 2000, the last Big Ten team to win it, I believe. But they're constantly making final four runs, and Michigan State usually does pretty well, and they kind of over-exceed their expectations. And as a 7 seed playing the number 2 seed Marquette, you know, you take the 2 seed, that's why they're the 2 seed. I did see this comment from Jason. He said he hated the Michigan State matchup the minute the bracket came out. Going against a blue blood and one of the best coaches in history is such a bad draw for the 2 seed. And then if you look around the rest of the Big East, I think there were some Xavier had Pitt. I mean, that was no contest for them. You had UConn beating St. Mary's. Creighton beat Baylor. So the Big East is having a fine tournament. The problem is Marquette had maybe the toughest draw because they had to play the team that's always good in the tournament in Michigan State. No matter who they got or who's on that team, as long as you have Tom Izzo as the coach, they're gonna do well. So I understand the disappointment. This was a much better team. This is a team that could have either lost today or maybe won the whole thing. I mean, my good buddy Freems told me that. He's texting with Freems about the game. We both thought Marquette would come back and win. They obviously did not. So, yeah, that's disappointing. And now their season's over. And that's the weird thing about college basketball, because Marquette fans were riding high when they won the Big East tournament. And to win the conference is great. And to win the tournament is like what did that do for them? Like, I sincerely wonder this question. What does winning the Big East tournament do? What is it, like, for a fan, what does it do? I think winning the league is great. Winning the tournament's great when you're, like, bad and not expected to make the tournament, because then you win your tournament, you're in the big tournament. But you would have rather lost in the first round of the Big East tournament if you could have the win today. And there's nobody that wouldn't make that trade. So these tournaments are competitive and fun, but the reward, I don't know what the reward is. Marquette got a 2 instead of a 3. Okay, well, that hurt them, because then they had to play Michigan State. Greg points out Michigan State saving the Big Ten from total embarrassment in the tournament. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're not doing so great of the Big Ten. Who's even left? Indiana might lose. Obviously, we all know what happened to Purdue. Penn State, Northwestern, Maryland. Yeah, so is Michigan State's the last team left, huh? My goodness. Yeah, Big Ten sucks, and the Big East is looking great. And then you had the Big Ten beat the Big East in the one game that nobody wanted. So Marquette losing, very, very bad. And it's just, you got to play your best game. And this goes back to Hot Take Jake's point on the Friday episode, is what, like, is this the best way to crown a champion? Now, everybody goes through the same thing. Everybody goes through the same procedure. And so you have to win 6 games, and you have to be hot, and you have to do that. But one bad game, but that's part of what makes it a championship. I get what he's saying. It does create more like Purdue. On what planet was Purdue going to win a championship? No matter how you were going to lay it out. Even if you did best of 7 against, or like if you did a top 4, if you did a BCS format or college football, Purdue's never going to win. So them losing to Fairleigh Dickinson, who ended up losing on Sunday, is no surprise and shouldn't be a shock to anybody at all, because they're not that good. They're not that good. So, tourney thoughts. I did realize I'm not as into the tournament as I've been in years past. I mean, everybody's bracket's bad, so it's not really about that. It's just, I think it's because the Badgers aren't in. You know, the Badgers aren't in, so that's the team I root for the most. And they're not in, so it's not as exciting for me. I did get into Marquette. I watched the first half of the game, not really caring. And again, it's got to be genuine for me. And around 10 minutes left, when Marquette was kind of hanging on, made a little comeback, then I got into it. That's what it took. So it took me until 10 minutes left in the game, they got eliminated, for me to feel like a Marquette fan. And then what will happen is, all offseason, I'll be like, okay, I they're all returning everybody. I can get back into Marquette. This will be fun. I'm into it. I like them. I can feel it. Let's do it. Let's go. And then they're going to play Wisconsin, one of the first games of the year, and then I'm gonna hate them. And then I'll start to like them again. Then National Marquette Day will come back, and then I'll get mad about that for some stupid reason. So that's where I am with Marquette. Let's see some comments on YouTube. What's up with Thanasis? I don't know. Did something happen at the very end of the game? I started this early. What's up with Thanasis? Like, why is he not playing? If there's Thanasis news, I miss it. You have to tell me. His brother, Giannis, 22, 13-10, so gets a triple-double in 36 minutes. Only took 9 shots, but able to get the triple-double. Middleton, a good night, 7-13. Lopez was a force. Lopez was doing reverse dunks. He was just a monster at the rim. 26 points for him. He leads all scores for the Bucks. And let's see, Joe Ingles made a couple big shots. Portis had a decent night. So there you go, 9-man bench. No Connaughton, no Jay. Oh, yeah, Connaughton did play. He had 8 points. But no Jay Crowder, no Matthews, no Thanasis. So Bucks win 118 to 111, 51-21. 51-20 on the season, so all's pretty good on that front with the Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, Thanasis is not with the team? That I don't know. That I don't know. XFL ratings are going to be at an all-time low. That's from Corey. Yeah, they are. And not even I watched it. I think there's a game on late Sunday night, but not even I watched it. I picked World Baseball Classic. And we even had the high school championship on. Shout out Hogan Domovsky.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, hot take, Jake. Just brought you up. You got Marquette, who's out. You got Purdue, who is out, and they were one of the best teams in the country. So that was your point the other night, though, is that you don't think this is the best way to crown a champion.
No, and I tried really hard to watch the Marquette game today. Guys, how do you do it? Like, just torture, Chinese water torture, just watching college basketball. It's so bad.
I'm not a big fan of it.
I don't know. Like, it, I love this theory that, you know, you always get from the old heads when they're like, college is so much better than the pros. They didn't actually play defense in the college. And I'm like, no, they just suck. So they miss everything. Like, that's the difference. I don't know why people can't put those two together.
Well, there might be, you know, every sport is different than it was 40 years ago, right? Like baseball, they had to change the rules because people just got too good at it. And everyone's throwing 100 and everyone's cranking bombs. So baseball is completely different. Football, the guys are much faster. And also you can't like get away with attempted murder on every tackle. So that's changed. Basketball, the three-point line, a massive change. And you have less people taking mid-range shots. And then I think the big change with college basketball is back then, whenever then is, it's not so much about like They play together for 1 year and then that's it.
Yeah, the one and done rule I think has done way more harm than good when it comes to the college game for sure. Because it's just these teams, then they go on this all out blitz to get these superstars that literally are there for 1 year. And then it's like you restart, you start over, and then you're trying to go for the next kid that's undeveloped. And then, you know, you don't get to see them develop to their fullest. So if they're going to insist on some sort of rule, I think you do it like the baseball draft where, you know, if you are going to commit, you have to commit for 3 years and then you're draft eligible. That'll never happen. But I think if you actually wanted to improve the game, you'd have to see something like that.
Well, not that it should happen. Like the NBA is where you make money. Okay. I know that there's NIL stuff now, but the NBA is what you're trying to get to and make money. So if a kid can go there, it's kind of arbitrary. Well, you're 19. Well, you're 20. I mean, you can go. So I'm almost on the side of if they can go play in the NBA, go play in the NBA. But what's going to happen is that college basketball as a product is going to be inherently worse, not just because it's more because you don't like when Magic and Bird played each other, all that kind of stuff. They had the same teammates for 3-4 years. Okay. Yeah. And now you see like in the NBA, that's even rare to have teams together for 3-4 years. That's why the Bucks are rolling. It's the same team they've had for 5 years, you know?
Yeah, it is. So pretty
that's
crazy,
a big part of it. And that's going to, it's going to water things down. Now it will, we've opened this new world where 16s beat ones now. Okay. And twos and ones get knocked out before the Sweet 16. So we've entered a new world there, which there's pros and cons to, but the game itself, you know, it's not basketball at its finest.
Well, no, I was told that I was completely opposite. And like, I was 100% wrong that college basketball has the best way of determining their champion. Like, do people still think that after watching all these, like, you know, no name teams beat the powerhouses? Like, I think that's awful.
So you want the powerhouses to win?
I mean, it's, what do you really get out of watching an upset, right? So like you get that momentary, like, oh, this is cool. I'm watching something unique and different. And then like, if you actually care about the rest of the tournament, it's going to suffer because, you know, that team's going to get their asses kicked in the next round. So like, it doesn't really matter.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We bring that up all the time. It's like, you want the upsets, but then when you have to watch the next games,
yeah, you don't really want it. It's like, it's cool for the minute.
Although but there's enough, the other thing, I'm just looking at some of the games. There's like, okay. It's not going to be terrible. Like Princeton Creighton. Who cares about that game?
I wanted to say too, I've heard a lot about this, the transfer kid on Marquette. That was like so awesome. And then I watch him for the first time today. And it's like, I swear I was watching Brandon Knight play basketball or something. I'm like, this is the guy that everybody was hyping up.
I don't know who you're talking about. The only guy I know is
Tyler Kolick.
Yeah. Kolick had a very bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting that he was supposed to be this studly guy. And I thought he looked awful. But mainly I wanted to come on here to ask you, is it weird to like, if I threw a party for someone getting arrested, would you go to it?
What is this about?
It's just a theoretical.
If you threw a party for someone getting arrested, would I go to it?
Yeah.
I probably would not go to it.
Okay, good. I guess I'll hold off then. I just wanted your expertise. And then the other thing I wanted to say before I take my grand exit is that, like, thank you, Pat McAfee, because, like, for some reason, throughout the years, I didn't like you. And I couldn't pinpoint why. Like, there's just, like, now I have, like, a reason to just be like, yeah, fuck you forever. You're just a fucking idiot.
Yeah, what went on with him this weekend?
I mean, I
think, yeah, he said like, thank you, Packer. Cause so if a bunch of Packer fans got mad at him for trashing Goot, and then he just basically thought all Packer fans hated him or what?
Yeah. And then he started blocking, Packers beat writers. He started blocking, Packers fans that said negative stuff, like bizarre stuff to where even if he wasn't tagged, like he was doing the vanity search where he searches his name and then just went on like a blocking spree. Like what a dork, what a fucking dork. And then the other thing is, like, that whole thing about Gutekunst, like, that was a script. He was given that by Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's so clear that he's just doing his master's bidding. And I've said it so many times, he would let Aaron Rodgers fart in his mouth and say, thank you, may I have another? It's pathetic.
Well, I don't know that all that's entirely true, but like the thing with McAfee is I like him. I think he's very entertaining. And I appreciate what he's done, what he's built. I think when you get that close to an NFL, like they had a massive day. They had 500,000 people watching on YouTube, and they've gotten to know Aaron over the years. And I don't know, like, I don't know why Aaron goes on the show.
Yeah, you do.
Well, every time he goes on, it's always like, do you hear what Aaron said on McAfee? And everyone gets mad at everybody.
Well, it's he goes on there so he can like.
But yeah, he goes on there. He's got a place to say what he wants.
So he can
to
legally
say.
Masturbate in front of as many people as possible,
like, unchallenged for the most part. And then, yeah, I think so. There's going to be a natural, like, McAfee is going to naturally defend or see his point of view. You know, you do get a little cloudy, whether you think of it or not. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers started coming on this show every week and I got 500,000 people after, you know, some of these videos do 300 and I'm happy. My
You're
going
to sell out?
I'd be doing is shitting on Gut and LaFleur.
Oh, Barty, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. But, you know, and I got to say this too. There's a way that you can be critical of Gutekunst or critical of the Packers and like be a professional about it. And with the platform that he has, I feel like he has somewhat of a responsibility to be somewhat professional about how he goes about these things. But he was essentially just being a Twitter troll by saying like, yeah, he's just not a smart man. Like, really? You're going to question someone's intelligence? You're a fucking loser wearing a black tank top and a gold chain. Shut the fuck up.
Well, fucking I mean, I'm going to advocate for Brian Gutekunst's intelligence, as we do have a bachelor's degree from the same institution of UW La Crosse. So I'm certainly going to stand up for Goody in that regard. But, you know, is Brian Gutekunst a good GM? Fair question. You can look at some things. He can't draft in the third round. He picks the wrong guys from Georgia all the time. He made the worst draft pick of all time, which was Jordan Love. Even if that, I mean, that was a bad pick. That was a bad pick. That was a bad pick.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
Dude, he hasn't seen the field. How can you say that?
Even if he turns out to be a Hall of Famer, it was a bad pick.
Unless you can say the Packers are guaranteed to win a Super Bowl if they pick someone else, you can't say that. You just can't.
You would have given Rodgers and the team a guy that actually contributed for 3 years.
How do you know? How do you know they don't take Patrick Queen and he's the freaking AJ Hawk part two, worst linebacker in the league?
At least he's out there playing.
Okay, but if he's playing shitty, how does that help the team?
Look, you all know how I feel about what needs to happen. Jordan Love needs to be the quarterback. Yesterday, last year.
Well, let me ask you this, Bart.
But it was a bad pick.
Does Aaron Rodgers win two MVPs if they don't draft Jordan Love?
And okay, I don't know, and I don't like this. I don't like.
Then you can't say it's a bad pick. Like,
hold on. I've retired from Rodgers. I'll talk on the field Rodgers stuff now. But I'm retiring from off the field Rodgers stuff.
Nah, this is like wrestling retirement, like when Randy Savage came back 2 weeks after you retired. You're back, baby.
I don't want that. It can't be true.
You What's
can't.
That?
So you can't. This guy is only good now if he's mad. Like he was gonna retire, and then the Packers don't want him, so now he's gonna go have an MVP season with the people.
Think about who we're talking about.
People don't want to hear Rodgers. I'm going to listen to the people.
I'm just saying, think about who we're talking about. You can't see that as an actual thing, considering the source that needs that chip
on
the shoulder.
We're done on Rodgers. The comments
fine,
don't like it.
Fine. Chris Middleton was awesome tonight. That's what I want to say.
He was.
Yeah.
He was. All right,
and
Jake.
And he's not worth a max contract extension.
Appreciate you.
I know.
I ignored what you just said.
All right, I'll text you on Tuesday, buddy.
All right. Bye, Jake.
Later.
Matt says, what's the deal with having to pick up the house the night before the cleaning lady comes? Is your cleaning lady coming? you do clean up before they come. Yeah. They're cleaning the nooks and crannies of your house. They're not picking up the stuff. You put stuff away. It's like there's an old home improvement where Tim didn't understand why he couldn't just put dirty dishes in the dishwasher. And Jill's like, you have to rinse them off. He's like, why? It's a dishwasher. It cleans the dishes. But there can't be too much gunk. It's the same concept. Speaking of home improvement and housekeeping, I want to shout out my wife. My wife made an incredible dinner tonight. And she makes incredible dinners. And then we'll get to Basement Dave. Coming to you, bud. My wife, I didn't know she was a good cook. Like, some of the meals that she made when we were dating, there was just one, like, weird pancake thing that I didn't like. But maybe that I'm just anti-pancake. But that's been the greatest hidden joy of my life. She's a phenomenal cook. There are things she makes that are much better than anything I've ever gotten in the restaurant. So we took the Omaha steaks, the tenderloins. Okay, we took the tenderloins. There's a bad picture of it. And then she made them into carne asada tacos. And it's the little meat pellets, and there's some avocado on there and some salsa. And somebody said to me, Bart, that looks terrible. You never bash another man's wife's cooking. You eat, by the way, with your mouth, not your eyes. These tacos were delicious. And they were made from the tenderloin beef at Omaha Steaks. So just another thing you can do with Omaha Steaks. When you get that package, the promo code is BART, $30 off, omahasteaks.com. We're going to bring in Basement Dave and his son.
This is my youngest.
Yep.
And I'm also going to bring in my son, Tim Shea.
Oh. Hi, Daddy.
Timmy, love you, buddy.
Hey, yeah. Son. Wait a minute. What's that you got on there, Tim?
Oh, this? Just ignore it for now.
Is that a Sparty?
What?
Tim, are you aware that Michigan State beat Marquette today?
Alexa, play Celebration.
Dufflin Celebration, similar songs on Amazon Music.
Alexa, stop! Alexa, stop!
Alexa!
Dude, you just kicked off.
Stop. Carry on.
No, if you play music, then I don't get money from YouTube.
Oh, okay.
All right, Dave, what's happening with you?
Hey, no, I just haven't seen you in a while. I want to say hey. Timmy, looking good, buddy. Hey, Case, my youngest here, he wanted to jump on. He's got opinions about the Bucks.
Oh, yeah? What do you think?
What's your opinions?
I like Giannis because he's my favorite character.
Your favorite what?
Favorite player.
Yes, favorite player.
Did he say character?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay, who else do you like?
That's the one I like.
No, you like Bobby Portis.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
No, okay, whatever. Anyways, carry on.
I like how he did some slam dunks.
All I'm going to say about your kids' takes is that they're more coherent and thoughtful and well drawn out than Tim.
I love Tim so much. Timmy, what are we doing? What do you got?
I like Bobby Portis too.
Yes.
Yes. I like Grayson Allen.
No. Ooh.
No.
That's a hot take.
You don't?
I mean, for the Bucks, sure, but overall, I'm not a big fan. 2015 still kind of hurts.
It was 8 years ago.
I don't care.
And it was college basketball.
So? See, you in college basketball.
I don't understand why Marquette fans acted like when they won the Big East tournament, it was this great achievement, when they would trade that whole run for a win today. Winning the Big East regular season is a massive accomplishment.
Yeah.
Should be celebrated.
That's a really big deal.
That is a massive deal.
Yeah.
Winning the tournament is a waste of time. They should have been resting.
For next year?
Well, they are now, but before that.
So I don't really have a horse in the race personally. I didn't go to Madison. I didn't go to Marquette. But my brother-in-law got his PhD from Marquette in biomedical engineering, which was really cool. So I kind of half care about Marquette in that regards. But other than that, whatever.
Well, Tim, I did get into it. It's about 10 minutes left. I started feeling good. Like I was rooting for Marquette. I was.
Okay, I was gonna say with Marquette. Well, yeah, they went on that little
first run half. I did not care. I did not care.
Well, they went on that run and took the lead. Like they were up four, and I was like, oh boy, maybe this is their year.
Jake wants to know, why is Tim trolling Marquette? I can't hear him way over there from the NIT. The NIT of which the Badgers won again,
yes,
and play Oregon on Tuesday. Tim, I was close to going today.
Yeah, on your way home, right?
Yeah, I was in the Dells, went through Madison. If you I didn't have. Go all the way into town, I might have.
It's Ooh. Not that bad. It's a 10-minute drive.
That's yeah, but come on, Bart. How was your week with your buddies?
It was all right. I think I browned out for a good spell.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I think I might have did something that no one's telling me about. I don't know.
Hey, Tay, been there.
Are we going to find like video in 2 months of you? Like,
no, there will be no video of this.
Bart?
No, I'll show you the picture that was taken of me.
Oh jeez. Do we want to see it?
No.
No.
Oh boy. Is your shirt on?
A shirt is on.
Where'd you guys stay?
Here's me in a full Tracy McGrady.
Oh my God.
Oh wow. I mean that's something.
We stayed by a place by this bar called the Fur Fin and Feather, which is the greatest bar I've ever been to in my life.
Is that downtown?
No. It's like right in the shadow of Oxford.
Oh, okay. Okay. Boonies. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
Well, Dave, I'm going to move on to the next. Nope. Hey, thanks for the takes.
I don't know what they are, but, you know.
You can come replace me any day of the week.
No.
Little child. No, I'm talking to the child.
Oh, not Case. This is
Yeah, how old are you?
5.
It's 10 o'clock, dude.
No, it's not. Is it really?
Oh. Don't you have school tomorrow?
Yeah, he does. He's got to go.
When's his bedtime?
Now?
Well, hey, you stay up for special moments.
Yeah, we had some buddies over. Case, we did it. All right, say goodnight to Bart and Tim.
Goodnight.
What'd you name him Case for? What'd you name him after?
So my mother-in-law is from Holland, and Case, spelled very different than how we spell it, has something to do with something. I don't know.
It's K-A-S-E.
So it's Case.
Great story. I'm sure you'll cherish it.
Yeah. I mean, my wife does. I don't remember nothing.
Good.
Yeah. Love you guys.
All right. Well, good to see you, Dave.
Yeah. See you, buddy.
Bye, Case.
Bye.
All right. That was nice. Tony in Texas looks like he has set up his phone tonight. Yeah.
Hey, riveting stuff from Basement Dave, Family Hour. Hey, Tim Shea, what do you call someone from where are they, from Holland? What do you call a resident of Holland?
What?
Dutch, right? Aren't they Dutch?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Right? Did you not know that?
Why did you set up a fact in the cadence of a joke?
I don't know. Hey,
Tony, once again, you made us all smarter tonight, Tony.
Tim, you're pissing me off, though.
Go. Sorry. I had to.
You know what? You know, Marquette's had a rough time the last 15, 20 years or so. And you got to come and pile on them after they lose.
Tony, they won a tournament game. They were running the streets of Milwaukee 2 days ago.
Tim.
Oh.
You know what?
Oh, just one.
You're Badgers, and I'm a Badger fan too, but now you're making me not want to be a Badger fan.
Oh, trust me. They were awful this year. I get it, okay? They're awful.
What do you mean they're awful?
Gary,
they've got two postseason wins.
Okay, in the NIT. I won't argue with that.
It's like all the Bears fans, Tim, like Spark Guy and all these loser Bear fans that cheer against the Packers. They get all excited when the Packers lose a playoff game. You've turned into that, Tim.
Tony. I don't like Marquette. I am a Badger fan.
Dave, I thought you were family. Basement Dave's got his kid. I wanted you on my lap. I thought we were family.
Me on your lap?
Yeah.
You don't want that. And there he goes.
Speaking of tournaments, we haven't brought this up yet. How about Milwaukee beating Stetson tonight?
In overtime.
Okay, what state is Stetson? Is that in Florida? Where is that, Tim?
Florida. It's north of Tampa.
Tampa, very good.
43 points for B.J. Freeman.
There you go.
Which is a CBI record.
All right.
It is. He was 20 for 22 from the free throw line. 22 free throw attempts is a new Milwaukee record. 20 makes is a new Milwaukee record. 43 points is the second most by a UWM player ever, only behind
Von McDade. Yes.
How do you know that?
I know stupid shit. I just know useless.
So Bart, not only did we have
UWM. He had 50 points.
Yep.
Von McDade. In the early 90s.
What year? Wait, Bart, 1991 or what year was it?
He also scored 43 in a game in 1991. The hell you know Von McDade?
Hey, man. I know a lot of...
So not only did we have Marquette play today and the NCAA tournament and the CBI and the NIT, but Tony, you had your own tournament.
This is some of the most high-end basketball you will see, and we almost pulled it off, Tim Shea.
So you're an AAU coach in Texas, right?
Yeah. So we're down there in Houston. You're talking about Tracy McGrady. He was down there. Akeem Olajuwon's son is playing. All these big names are down there. All these huge names. And we looked so good. And then we ran this team from Louisiana. They're winning every game by 40 points. And we had them on the ropes, Tim. Up by three of 6 minutes left. My best player gets a BS call against them, gets a technical, and now all of a sudden we're losing.
Wait. A technical?
Yeah, my best player got a technical.
No discipline. That's coaching. That's coaching.
Yeah.
Hey, we let them play, man.
That to me tells me that practices are undisciplined as well because you play how you practice.
That is a good point, Bart. That's a good point.
You gotta figure that out.
Kind of like the prep for this show.
Easy.
And my whole life's prep.
Yeah, Tim's told some of your prep for the show.
What am I supposed to do? Make a rundown?
But hey,
how am I supposed to prep for a show when I got dudes coming on with their 5-year-old kids?
Yeah. Hey, you know what we gotta do is we gotta
and a MILF Hunter AAU coach.
Oh. I tell you what, I didn't bang any milk weekend, but the Bumble is your friend, Tim Shea.
Oh, I know. I need to come down to Dallas for a week.
Yeah, you do, Tim. Let off some steam.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we get to the Bucks a little bit. You know, they won the game today, but I think Philadelphia is our biggest obstacle to get to the finals. Do you agree with that, or do you think it's possible? still.
Well, the last thing I said on this was Boston can beat us, but a lot of other teams can beat Boston, and only Boston can beat us. I would give reconsideration to Philly. My problem with Philly is they've never gotten to the finals, the Eastern Conference finals with Embiid. Now, they should have, I guess. Kawhi, doink, 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 doink. And look, if Harden's playing the way he's playing, I haven't seen a Philly game in maybe 2 weeks. So I'm gonna have to prep better for the next time I get that question. But what was their last game? Who'd they play?
They beat the Pacers at Indiana. We just lost two.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of NBA this weekend, you know, with college and
makes sense. Well, I do think Philadelphia is a team to worry about. Embiid, when he gets going, is a tough matchup. So the good thing is with the Bucks, if we can maintain that number one seed, Philadelphia and Boston will knock – one of them will knock out. And they just have to face one of them. You know, you look at our road, we'll probably play like
– I don't know. I mean, okay, Embiid, Harden. Harden didn't play the other night.
You got Tobias Harris, Maxey.
Harris isn't – and I had 24 the other night, okay. But he is like, I think he is what a lot of you guys think Middleton is. Like, he's just disappeared.
I called your show up a couple of years ago and said they were the same guy. But, you know, I was wrong.
Maxey is the one that I like. A lot of people should worry about.
Yeah.
Maxey's their third best player now.
Yeah, Maxey's a good player. He's from around here, and they've made moves. And that's a tough matchup for the Bucks, but they cannot lose home court. They've got to really.
Well, but they, so how, like, are we just like, if we're trying to say who's better, Philly or Boston, what is it? I don't know, man. I'm really high on us. I think our depth right now is so good. I just think it's really, and the way that Brooke has been playing, where Brooke was already having a monster year, but it seems like in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, he's just gone to a whole new level.
He is. Brooke Lopez has been great. I don't even want to think contracts in the offseason, but he is going to demand a huge payday. Brooke Lopez, wow. He's definitely had a second career since coming from, L.A. and Brooklyn. So, okay, Bart, I'm with you.
A few things on that. Jake says that Bucks choke job 2 weeks ago against Philly really hurts. They were reeling, and the Bucks gave their season life.
That's a good
to an extent. Brevin says zero chance that Philly beats the Bucks four times. Yeah, you gotta beat the Bucks four times. And Q says Doc Rivers will be coaching AAU in Dallas by this time next year.
Well,
what were you gonna say, Tone?
I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's all I got, guys. Good to all see right. you. See you, Tim.
Always a pleasure to see you, Tony from Texas. Hey.
Also, we'll have a little Bart Winkler wrap-up show in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
So tune on in.
All right. I'm not drinking tonight, so I probably won't join.
Ah, okay. All right, boys. Talk to you
All
soon.
Right. Bye. See ya. Joe wants to know, how much is Brooke going to get at 36? He's a free agent after the end of the year, and Keith Smith, hashtag old friend, who I really like talking to, but I got mad at because he likes the Celtics too much. He said that Brooke will probably – he could probably get 3 for $90 somewhere.
Yeah. Who? Orlando?
Jake said half that, 3 for $45 million. No, Brooke could get $25 million.
Double that, 90.
Oh, he's 36.
Yeah.
And so he'll probably just sign with the Bucks. Like, maybe he does just sign 3 for $45 million with us.
Take a little hometown discount.
You know, once these guys get in spots that they're comfortable with, I think that if you're a player, you should chase the bag. There should be, if you're going to play a 12 to 15 year career, one of your contracts you need to sign has to be for the money. Like, you don't care where you're playing. Yeah. Yes. I want to Jake DeGrom. Yes. I want to play in Texas. This is a great, no, you're going for the money.
Exactly.
Just say that. Say, I'm just at a point in my career where I want to maximize my earnings. And then when you find a place after you've made money that you like, that's comfortable, where you can win, then maybe you do take a little less money. But it's hard, man. It's hard. I know that we're talking in money that we can't even dream of, but if I had like 80 on the table and I was like, oh, I'll stay here for 40.
I'd take the 80.
I mean, that's
money.
But what if you don't want to move? What if you're comfortable?
If he's comfortable? I mean, I guess, sure. It depends what his situation is beforehand, too. If he has money, you know, saved up, whatever. I mean, I would take the money.
Well, you and I can't talk. I mean, we're delivering McDonald's to people on the weekends.
Oh, yes.
You know? We're always going to take the money, you and me. Speaking of, there's a good way for you to save money at happyplacehemp.com. Big gummy weekend this weekend with the boys. A lot of gummies being popped. You could tell everybody, like, got tired at the same time. It was like a hoot and rally, and then everyone got tired. And I want to keep partying. But then I went to bed. It's probably the right call.
How was your weekend?
Tim, I got to slow down.
Oh, boy.
I'm just drinking too much. But I didn't drink tonight. So the last drink I had was at 10 a.m. And then the road soda I had. So I haven't drank in six. I'm just kidding. Don't ever drink and drive.
Winkler.
Jake says HPH gummy and blue chew made for a great birthday weekend.
Good for you.
Q says, dude, y'all deliver McDonald's? That should be the sponsor. Well, no. DoorDash. Tim and I have DoorDashed. And so I'm trying to, if I got, I'm like, I'm not embarrassed DoorDashing, but if it was the Bart Winkler show driven by DoorDash, and then like I ever ran into someone, they'd be like, hey, aren't you on the show? Oh, you're sponsored by DoorDash. Cool, man. So yeah, we got to get hooked up with DoorDash.
Yeah.
We got to get DoorDash to give us $50 million a year like FanDuel does for McAfee. Did you see that DoorDash?
Oh, God.
Now you can, you're back to Uber.
Yeah.
But now you can choose to get paid by the hour.
Oh.
So you can get $11 and then tips, but they'll guarantee you $11. So it covers your wait time. But every time I've DoorDash, it works out to like $20 an hour.
Yeah. So. I was going to say, it's like 20 to $25 an hour.
Yeah. That's radio money.
Huh?
Not for you. Do you want to share what you made?
No.
Do you want to share the hourly rate at WSSB? Well, right now, that's zero.
Zero. $6.50 an hour. Plus a Leroy Butler autograph football.
Did we talk about Marquette yet? Yeah, we did. I think the story on Marquette is they played well all year, and then today they didn't.
No, they didn't. They did not play their game.
And that's where the tournament's going to get you. So if you're good, and I'm not going to break down Marquette. I can't do it. I didn't watch them enough.
They didn't score. They didn't do what they did all season. No, you pretty much said it. I
don't know if I feel bad or want to insult or I just Marquette fans have been starved for a while and they don't like being little brother and Wisconsin beat them. So no matter how much they can celebrate this year, Wisconsin fans can still say, we beat you. And then Marquette will be like, oh yeah, but we beat them.
Don't even think it's about that. We beat them though. Like, we beat them in a bad year that we had, and I don't even care that we beat them. Like,
then they won the Big East season, but then the way they acted winning the Big East tournament, I just It didn't make sense to me.
It's the way that that happened, and then the way that they acted after they won a game against Vermont.
They were nervous about Vermont. And now they lose today, and all Marquette fans are like, well, nothing to see here. Let's move on to next year. Like, nobody's mad. You're the two seed. You just lost to Izzo, who only tries in March.
You had control of that bracket with Purdue losing, too.
Yeah, you should be pissed. But no, they celebrated winning the Big East tournament like they were going to the Sweet 16. And I don't understand why. I get it that they've been starved, but you got to crawl before you can walk, man.
Now let's see what everyone says tomorrow.
Shout out to UW Women's Hockey Champions.
Yep. NCAA Frozen Four Champs.
Yep. So we did the lip service there. That's good. What else happened today? Oh, I never gave you the promo code. If you didn't know, Happy Place Hemp promo code BART, 25% off every order. Happy Place Hemp promo code BART. Not just your first order, not just your second, your eighth, your ninth, and all the Admirals vouchers have been claimed. So promo code BART worked. Good job. So all the Admirals tickets are gone. Good job to those of you that did it.
One Big Ten team. I just took a look at the scores of the tournament just to see what
was one going. Michigan State's the only team left.
One Big Ten team left. Indiana just lost.
Were you rooting for Fairleigh Dickinson? I was not.
Against Purdue? I mean, when it got to
end. Well, no, against Purdue I was.
I was, yeah. You mean today?
Yeah. Nah. Did you see that the head of their media relations for the athletic department
is a student? Junior? Yes. Junior.
Yeah. Junior. Jerry said, so they were supposed to act like it was no big deal when they won the Big East. Why? Jerry, I've already said this four times. Winning the Big East regular season, massive accomplishment. Winning the tournament hurt them. Winning the tournament hurt them. It got them a two seed. They should have lost. They should have lost early. We said this is a stupid fucking question, but they should have lost early. Then they don't get Creighton. Creighton's still playing. Who else is still playing? Xavier's still playing.
Everybody but
still playing. Marquette gets a two seed. They got to play 7-seed Michigan State. Them winning the tournament hurt them.
I don't even think
it's the Big East tournament. Who cares?
These tournaments
are such a crapshoot.
I don't think it hurt them. I think
they wouldn't have gotten a two.
The expectations were set so low for them this year. I think that's where it all starts. They were picked ninth.
Yeah, but I'm just the way that they
barreled through the regular season, then the tournament, then they celebrated. Then they get a tournament win. I've seen Michigan State play all year, being in the Big Ten. They should have killed Michigan State. I'm sorry.
Jake says, so two seed bad and Jordan Love bad pick despite not seeing the field yet. Some weird takes tonight, Bort. Jake, the Jordan Love pick was an awful pick. But now it's time to pay off. And also, I'm gasping at straws here because I don't really know anything to say about Marquette. So I just decided to rip on fans for having joy. But at the end of the day, Tim, we beat them.
I really don't care. Like, great. That is, yes.
Plus, neither of those teams are my team. I'm a Panther fan.
Yes, I get it. I great. Great that we beat them, but.
I'm a Panther fan.
I know. I just, they. They're a bunch. Trust me, I've been looking at Twitter. They're all pissed.
No, they're not.
Okay, great.
Well, like, good season, guys. Let's do it again next year.
Well, that's how the Badgers were last year. Picked ninth in the Big Ten. Won the Big Ten regular season. Lost in the second round.
What's more of an accomplishment? Winning the NIT or having a two seed and losing in the second round.
I mean, you're in the NCAA tournament having a two seed.
I think
the NIT is saying,
ooh, you get to hang a banner.
We're team number 65.
Yeah, you get to hang a banner.
Or 69, sorry. Because 68 teams make it, then it goes down to four.
If the Badgers 69. Win an NIT, if they win the NIT, I might get a tattoo.
They will lose to Oregon, by the way.
Oh, is that your scouting report?
They will lose to Oregon. Yes. Because they have to go on the road.
Who cares?
They'll lose.
Guaranteed. Nobody remembers who won the NIT.
Exactly.
I don't know who won the tournament. I don't know who won the real tournament last year.
Yes, you do. Kansas. Oh. Let's see if I can go back here. Last year was Kansas. The year before was Baylor. The year before that was COVID. The Badgers won it.
Yep, thank you.
The year before that was in Minnesota. I was there, and Virginia won it. The year before that was Villanova.
Villanova, yep.
Do you have it up?
Yeah,
keep going. Okay, the year before that, okay, Villanova. What year am I trying to guess?
2017.
North Carolina.
Wow, Tim, okay.
The year before that, Villanova?
Yep.
The year before that, what year?
2015.
Duke. The year before that, UConn. The year before that, 2013.
Yeah.
North Carolina?
No.
No. Damn.
Do you want to know who they beat?
Who?
They beat Michigan.
Villanova.
Louisville.
Damn, I was on a roll there.
Yeah, very impressive. Tim Shea. Finally found your talent.
I like college basketball.
Ooh, here's a good one. Ready? Brevin says, now do the NIT.
Okay, Virginia won it last year.
Hmm?
Hold on, let me think.
The NIT?
Penn State won it last year. I don't know.
I love the NIT.
The fact that they're not.
I can probably do it. Okay. NIT.
You have it up.
NIT. Last year was Xavier.
Xavier.
Because remember Colby Jones had that run? The year before that, 2021, was Memphis. COVID. Was Penn State? Xavier, Memphis, COVID. Someone won in between Penn State and COVID. Oh, Texas, Penn State, 2017 was TCU.
Stop.
Because Kenrick Williams was on that team.
What?
Oh, George Washington in 16. We all remember that. That's as far as I can go. Pretty good, huh? Should I do the CBI now?
Stop.
Milwaukee plays Monday night again.
Where?
The whole tournament's in Florida.
Okay.
They play Charlotte at 5:30.
Charlotte, do you know their nicknames without looking? Which you probably already see it up.
The 49ers?
Yes.
And then if they win, they play Tuesday on ESPN2. And then if they win, they play on Wednesday.
Okay.
So, Milwaukee. Tomorrow's episode, I'll probably talk NFL, free agency, and like, who's where now? Your boy Adam Thielen signed with the Panthers. That one hurt.
A little selfless plug. I'm joining Dave in Cudahy on Sunday to do a trivia contest podcast.
Next Sunday?
This, yes. The whatever next Sunday is. 28th, 27th, 29th, whatever day.
When, like, can we watch it?
I think so. I'll get more information on him and I'll report back.
Should I do a post game for it?
We could. So.
Yeah, Bucks did play tonight. I know.
They
won. I was putting my kid to bed. And they won. They beat the Raptors. Who cares?
We're getting down to the nitty gritty now.
We talked a lot of Bucks. I talked about Brooke, future contract, Philly versus Boston. Where's Thanasis? We don't know. Bucks are deep. Javon Carter. I didn't talk about him yet. He a dog. Middleton.
I'm really looking forward to the play-in tournament on the Western Conference to see if the Lakers, what they can do, if they can run through that.
Oh, yeah. Jake's tripping on my takes, but Jake, if the Lakers get in the playoffs, they are advancing far. Right now, the Lakers are not in the play-in. They're a half game back.
Yeah.
My Golden State Warriors are in the play-in as the 7. Ugh. Jeez. Oh, the Nuggets clinched a playoff spot. Good for them. Well, they clinched their division. Did we clinch the division yet?
I don't know. I know we got the playoff spot, so I don't know.
Why doesn't the division matter in basketball? That makes me sad. Is Brooke a Hall of Famer? We did talk about that the other night. I think he's got to be. Again, it's full basketball. That includes college, too.
If he wins another championship, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, we're 10 days from opening day or so, or about 10, 11. Just letting you know. I know you have that disgusted look.
No, I'm just trying to decipher some of the comments.
Serious concerns about Keston Hira not making the team.
Oh, you want to talk about that tomorrow?
We could.
What's the deal with Luke Voigt?
It sounds like that's who it's between.
Luke Voigt or Keston?
Yeah.
What do you do then?
Right now you got to go Voigt. I mean, you've had what, 4 years of Hira? He's having a
what do you do with Keston? He was your first round pick.
Having a terrible spring.
He was on my show. I think I have his phone number. I do. Should I call him?
You want to give him a call?
Yeah, I'll call him right now. It's Arizona, right? So he can come on, right?
Yeah, it's only, what, 8 o'clock there?
Hello?
Oh, shit, I called you. Oh, sorry.
I should have muted this, and
I just wanted to. I need the phone ring sound effect. Yeah. What about Joey Weimer?
I don't know. I need to study up on them. All I know is that it's right now, like, it's Hira and Voigt.
What are you doing on Monday? You want to tape something about the Brewers?
We can.
Okay. All right. So we'll do that. I'll talk some NFL. I got some Carl's Place voicemails to play. You can still get in on those, 402-915-BART, 402-915-2278.
Maybe we could do, like, preseason predictions and record and team MVP and pitcher of the year and yada, 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 yada.
We'll have to – let's wait until the World Baseball Classic's over.
Okay.
Oh, do you have any hot takes on that?
Just don't celebrate.
Yeah, it matters.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not.
No one's mad, like, that Gavin Lux got hurt.
I'm not.
Although now Altuve got hurt, too.
I'm not 100% sold on it. I don't know.
This is a rare thing where it does matter to the players more than the fans.
I guess.
Never happens.
I know. I'm more concerned about, I don't know, the 2023 season.
Devin Williams had a good inning on.
I mean, what happens if Devin Williams gets hurt?
I think the Brewers should trade Devin Williams.
And why isn't Corbin Burns and Woodruff in it? Like, isn't Corbin Burns considered the best pitcher in baseball?
Well, they had a salary discrepancy.
Oh.
They were $750,000 apart.
But that's the Brewers.
Same with Baseball Classic.
Oh.
Corbin wanted $750,000 in the Baseball Classic. Like, no, we're going to give you zero.
Who's running the Baseball Classic? Antanasio?
Yeah, they were apart. All right. All right, we'll talk some Brewers.
Sure. Why not?
On the next show. Thanks, everyone, for joining, and hope you enjoy the tournament.